The new health care reform law signed last month will not cover all Americans, but one large group will get some relief. Insurance companies will no longer be able to deny coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. That's a relief to Sharon Williams, whose coverage was dropped after she survived breast cancer 19 years ago.
They showed me a list of the different types of diseases that they covered, and prostate cancer and I think colon cancer was on the list, but it was no breast cancer. And I remember becoming really, really angry. And I said, look, I have something growing inside of me that's going to kill me. Somebody help me.
The American Cancer Society favored provisions in the healthcare law that forbid insurance companies from denying patients with pre-existing conditions. During a press conference at the American Cancer Society's office in Tampa this morning, their chief operating officer, Donna McCullough, called the law a major step forward to reduce cancer.
90 days after enactment, uninsured people with a pre-existing condition will be able to apply for coverage in a high-risk pool in each state. And 6 months after enactment, health plans will be prohibited from placing lifetime caps on coverage, and annual limits will be tightly restricted to ensure access to needed medical care. Dependent children will be able to stay on their parents' insurance policy up to the age of 26, and health plans will be barred from dropping people from coverage when they get sick. This is important legislation that will make a major difference in the fight against cancer.
Karen Atherton, a program manager at the American Lung Association, praised prevention initiatives in the law. The Family Justice Center of Hillsborough County's executive director, Nikki Daniels, said insurance companies in the states that consider domestic violence a pre-existing medical condition will no longer be able to deny victims coverage.
So this law not only helps protect those women in those eight states that consider domestic violence a pre-existing condition, but it can help change the issue of domestic violence across the country for all women who are experiencing this issue.
Tampa area U.S. Representative Kathy Castor is pleased the law forbids insurance companies from dropping coverage when a policyholder gets sick.
Now, under the health reform law, that private insurance companies will no longer be able to cancel your coverage when you get sick.
Castor says there will be meaningful improvements in the lives of Florida families because of the health care reform law.
An emphasis on preventive care will save lives and it will save money down the road. Also, for all of these families throughout our community that are working hard to pay their premiums and co-pays, now the law will require that 85% of those co-payments and premiums actually go to health services and not exorbitant CEO salaries and huge profits for the health insurance companies.
But will insurance companies just raise the rates of clients who have pre-existing conditions when they're no longer allowed to deny coverage? Castor says no.
The health reform law now says you cannot discriminate, meaning that you cannot charge higher rates if you have a pre-existing condition, or if you're a woman, because oftentimes health insurance companies would just charge females more because we get pregnant. Sometimes we have C-sections, we have other health issues, and they would discriminate based on sex. That is outlawed now under the bill. So this is a huge step for our families.
All that leads breast cancer survivor Sharon Williams to reiterate her support for the new health care law.
This health care reform bill is very, very important. It's dear to my heart because I have a pre-existing condition. And there are millions of people out there that has a pre-existing condition that are being denied as we speak. And it's just not right. We need to value human life first and foremost. With anything, life is important.